Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're finishing up this little paragraph in Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. I left the very end of 17 for an episode of its own because it's going to open up a big discussion that I think is very important. Paul says there, and he's confirmed that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And I talked about the beauty of being able to claim our inheritance of all that God has done for us. But then Paul makes this statement that none of us want to hear, and many of us just wish it wasn't written. But he says that we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ if indeed we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. Now, what is Paul talking about? Well, I don't believe that Paul necessarily is putting a direct condition on if we don't suffer, we don't inherit. But I do believe that Paul, again, is using a condition to bring across a very important point, a very important aspect of the Christian life. Suffering is part of it. Now, this is part of the gospel that a lot of people don't want to talk about. It's something that you don't hear preached about a lot, but it's something that we cannot ignore. And what I want to do in the following couple of episodes is I want to unpack for us a proper understanding of suffering so that we can understand God's purpose in it. Jesus said, "You will have tribulation in this world." In other words, you will suffer. You will go through hardship, and it's going to become more evident as we move through this chapter why it is that way. But it's not something that we need to try to eliminate from our lives. We need to understand that we've been called by God to enter into suffering for His glory. Now, let me read another verse to kind of flesh this out a little more. It's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Peter says, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in His steps." So Peter's saying Jesus suffered, and in doing that, He left an example for us. He left an example that we might follow in His footsteps, because there's going to be circumstances, situations in our lives that are very difficult, and that will be as though we are suffering. And Jesus has suffered before us to give us an example of how we are to suffer and what is happening when we suffer. And this is what we're going to unpack in the next episode. But for right now, realize that suffering is part of the program. God does not just eliminate all the suffering in our life because we become a Christian. It's just not true. We will go through hardship, but we have God's instruction on why that happens and what's happening when it happens so that we're informed, so that we can understand what's going on. And this is what Paul's getting at. And he's going to tell us in the very next verse a little more about that. But for right now, I just want you to be encouraged that your suffering in this life, it's not because you're out of relationship with God. It's not because God is punishing you. It's because it is part of life. It's part of living in this world. Because God is going to encourage us in our suffering. And our suffering will lead us to a place of being glorified. It will lead us to a place of knowing God more intimately. And this is the hope and the promise that we have. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.